Breakfast Republic on 2FM with the new Belvita Strawberry Tops, made with at least 5 whole grains. Celebrate your morning win.
It is Breakfast Republic. Sorry. Time to play Smarty Pants.
Very nervous about this one. She has nothing. Nothing.
She's coming into this game with nothing, but
well,
she could.
She's coming in with 400?
No.
No, she doesn't have that.
No, once you decide to play the next day, that money is gone.
Right, so how much is she on?
She's playing
then?
For
nothing, but she could win 500.
Okay.
Smarty Pants, try and beat Burlington. Answer questions, win or stay on. Lots of money to be won. Look out, here comes Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants.
Kira.
Hi guys, good morning.
How
good
are
morning,
you?
Smarty Pants.
I'm good, how are you?
Very good, very good. How's the house been, Smarty Pants, treating you? How's life?
It's kind of getting a little bit nervous now. It's getting a little bit like
mad.
Stressful.
Yeah. Did you sleep last night?
A few little dreams about losing my phone and not being there for the wake-up call and stuff, but your luck.
Welcome to my world.
500 euro today.
I know.
I'm going to be stricter now on the answering of the questions today because there's a lot of money, 500 euros. So I'm going to need you to be snappier with your answers today, okay?
Okay.
Just letting you know.
What are you going to do with the money if you win?
I recently graduated from my master's in America and I graduate in Christmas, so the money would pay for my flight to go back.
Yeah, if you win 500 euro, but hang on a second.
What's the master's in?
Special education.
Good on you.
You owe your dad 200 euro.
Yeah, I know.
So you're only going to have, if you win today and you don't choose to come back on, say for instance, you're only going to have, you give your dad 200 and you're going to have 300 left.
Yeah, I'd never get a flight for 300, will
not
I?
Not really, you're going to have to play again.
You might get Fassbender swim over.
Mm-hmm. And how is your dad? What does he think about your decision to not take his advice every day and take them? What did he say to you the first day? Take the money and run, girl.
Take the money and run, yeah.
Have you been speaking to him?
He just shouted down at me this morning at about 7 o'clock. I don't know, he'd cow calving or he was gone doing something. And I just got a roar down into the room going, best of luck, I've been listening to you. And take the blooming money if you get it, will you?
But you don't listen to your dad, do you?
No.
So today...
It's a big day.
It's a big day. Today, you're not playing Bernard. You're not playing Jennifer for the money. You're playing... Okay. Who's on the line there? Is that PJ?
That's me.
Kira, you're playing your dad for the money.
Oh my God. If you lose this on me, PJ Mara, I swear to God.
PJ, say hello to your daughter.
Hi, Kira.
Well, good morning.
I've been waiting for this a long time. I hope I beat you.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you one thing. If you do, our house will be all vision and no sound.
I'll have 200, but I'll have 500.
You still owe him the 200.
I owe you the 5.
So if he wins today, he gets the 500 and you'll still owe him 200. So he's quids in, 700.
Oh, jeez.
It's a good day for PJ if he wins. Come on.
Is he good at quizzes, Kira?
I don't know. I've never brought him to a quiz.
You're about to find out. Are you good at quizzes, PJ?
I wouldn't be hectic now, but sure.
Let's find out. It's Kira versus her dad for 500 euro. And Kira.
Yeah.
I'm going to let your dad go first, just to pile on the pressure, okay? And I need these answers to be snappy, guys, okay?
Okay.
Question number one for PJ, Kira's dad. Can you name all 6 counties of Munster?
Oh. Won't be Jenny.
No, that's not one.
Tipperary.
Need your answer quickly.
Tipperary, yes.
Yep.
Cork. Yeah. Clare. Limerick. Waterford.
Yeah, you did say Kerry there, didn't you?
I did, yes.
That's correct. Well done. That's it. Well done.
I'm nervous. I'm actually, my heart's
I'm shaking.
You're sweating.
I'm absolutely shaking.
I think we all are. How are you, Kira?
I'm kind of thrown. I don't know if I'm stressed or I'm kind of half thinking, will I run across the couch and down after him?
With a stick. Right, question number one for you, Kira. Who did Eamon Dunphy label a spoofer on 2FM's Game On this week?
Oh God, a spoofer. Eamon Dunphy.
I'll give you a clue, he's involved in soccer. I need your answer. He's a soccer manager.
Oh, the Manchester United manager, Louis van Gaal.
Is correct, well done.
Woohoo.
Okay. I won all, guys.
I caught a header there.
Yes. Question number two for you, PJ.
Okay.
What big Hollywood movie franchise was filmed on Skellig Michael last year?
Oh, mother of God. Skellig Michael. Wouldn't have a clue.
Do you want to give it a guess? I need an answer quickly.
Yes. No.
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 Nothing. No. Star Wars it was.
Star Wars. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be out of my reach now. I wouldn't be into Star Wars.
Would you not? No.
No.
Or okay. I might like more Republic Italy now.
Yes. Yeah, good choice. Good choice.
That was a great movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's a great movie. That's a great laugh.
It is a great laugh.
We're going to film there, but...
Question number two, Kira.
Yeah.
One Direction came third in Series 7 of The X Factor, but can you tell us who came first? I need your answer quickly.
Oh, that same year, wasn't it Ollie Murs and Joe McKelvey? Did Ollie Murs come first that year?
Pick one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ollie Murs. No, I'm going to go with Joe McKelvey. Ollie Murs came second.
It was neither. It was Matt Cardle.
Yes.
Oh, sugar.
You. Glad you said ogre.
Yeah,
glad ogre followed the sh there. So, it's 1-1.
It's a cliffhanger.
It is a cliffhanger. Are you ready, PJ?
I am, yes.
Question three for you. Who is the Minister for Agriculture?
Oh, my God. A Cork man. A good, genuine man. A Simon Coveney.
It's correct, yes.
Simon Coveney.
Well, that's an absolute freak, PJ. How did you fix that one?
The final question. You have to get this right. Kira.
God.
What is the capital of the Czech Republic? Need your answer now.
Oh, the Czech Republic. God.
Now.
I have no idea.
Child of.
The Czech Republic. I have no idea.
We can't let you. No. We can't let you. Just in case. She has no idea. She got it wrong. The answer was Prague.
Oh, jeez.
Kira.
Oh, no.
Oh, Kira, it's so terrible.
€500. I'm so sorry.
Oh no.
It's your father and his.
It's your dad, really. You should blame him, really. PJ.
Yes.
Oh
no.
Just a second there, Kira. We need to speak to the winner, sorry.
Sorry, we'll just let you go there. PJ.
PJ, you're smarty pants.
You won €500.
Very good.
PJ.
Yes?
The big question is, PJ, do you want to come back and play tomorrow for €600?
No, thanks.
Ah, come on, PJ.
PJ.
I have to take the 500 and run.
PJ, but the big question, the bigger question is, are you going to let her off the €200 she owes you?
No, I am not.
Good back, PJ!
Good pragmatism.
Like it.
If we were all like PJ, we wouldn't got into the trouble with the other property.
He's thinking,
you owe me £200, that's it.
She should have listened to me in the first place and she wouldn't be in this mess.
Kira, sorry about that.
Oh,
there you go. That's smarty pants for you. That's the way it goes. Thank you, PJ. Thank you, Kira.
Oh my God, hilarious. Thanks a million.
Run down to the shed there.
I'll bring that stick down to the shed now. Yeah.
I'm going to give the 500 to Kira for to go to America.
Get the 200 after Christmas.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Everyone's a winner.
Except us.
Except for us.
We didn't get nothing.